620 here at KXL. Time for Experts on the 20s. About a million people a year start having memory problems that doctors call mild cognitive impairment, or MCI.
With us now is our medical expert, Dr. Michael Maga, medical director of the Cognitive Assessment Clinic at Providence Brain Institute. Dr. Maga, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what exactly is MCI?
Mild cognitive impairment is now becoming more of a target issue in the aging community because we are having an understanding that it's most likely prodromal Alzheimer's disease.
What? What is that?
Well, you know, when do you call somebody a diabetic? When they're on insulin or when they're diet controlled? And so similarly with Alzheimer's disease, we now know that you go through a stage that may be 10 or more years where you just have some mild impairment, some mild forgetfulness, but clearly are able to cope with the day-to-day events in your life. Alzheimer's disease is crossed at some point in time in these people when they are no longer competent to handle the day-to-day issues of their life. And so similarly with diabetes, when you can no longer handle your glucose load and require insulin, you cross a line. But is that really when you get diabetes?
So it sounds like MCI may be, in plain English, getting close to the Alzheimer's line, but not necessarily.
Exactly right. MCI patients notice that they have a memory problem. Well, don't we all? But also their spouse or significant other say, oh, yeah, he's much worse. And they score worse on pencil and paper tests for memory compared to their peers. Now, that's a big difference from the normal age-related changes we all go through when we become more forgetful.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because, of course, it's normal to become more forgetful as we age. So what can we do? Can we do anything to prevent it?
Well, yes, there's a huge amount of effort from the pharmaceutical industry to try and understand the cause of Alzheimer's disease with medications. But it's not just medications that are now understood to slow this progression. The medications that are being developed are all focusing right now on eliminating or decreasing the production of a protein called amyloid beta protein. And these selective amyloid-lowering agents, or SALAs, are the focus of billions of dollars worth of research because of the aging of America. But lifestyle changes can also help put off the downward decline from MCI to Alzheimer's disease. For example, exercise is known to improve pencil and paper tests. Aerobic exercise, four times a day. Also staying active, not only physically, but cognitively active, having adventures when we retire, not just sitting in front of the TV or radio. And furthermore, certain supplements might be useful, omega-3 fatty acid, resveratrol, turmeric extract, curcumin. So lifestyle changes, as well as perhaps supplements and these anti-amyloid drugs that are now being feverishly studied by many pharmaceutical companies.
About the drugs that are used to treat Alzheimer's, have they been around long enough for them to have a track record?
Well, the track record that has developed over the last 7 to 10 years has changed our focus of treatment in this disease. All of the anti-amyloid agents that have gone through FDA clinical trials bringing in Alzheimer patients, people who are, you know, incompetent to live alone, have not proved successful. And recently, a longitudinal study of MCI and normal aging, as well as some Alzheimer patients that was nationwide, has shown that individuals who have MCI already have maxed out the amount of amyloid in their brains prior to even going into Alzheimer's disease. And so now a shift in focus is to use these agents in the MCI population. The cows out of the barn with when you transition to a situation that even your grandkids know something's wrong.
Dr. Maga, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Lacey.
That's Dr. Michael Maga, medical director of the Cognitive Assessment Clinic at Providence Brain Institute, part of Experts on the 20s on KXL.